In your face. Joined by Tristan Meacham from All the Queen's Men to chat about Congress returning to Melbourne Fringe after a bit of a hiatus for Congress. But what an extraordinary production where you pair up community members, eight of them, with leading artists to create first political speeches. How delicious for the times we're living in.
James, thanks so much for having me here. It's a real delight to be part of your wonderful radio program. We're very, very excited to bring this project back to NAM. We first presented Congress almost 10 years ago at the Northcote Town Hall, and the project has had a really incredible life where it's been presented in civic spaces all around Australia, places like the Darwin Parliament or the Wyndham City Councils, and the last presentation was its first international sharing of the work, where we took over, are you ready, the Salisbury Cathedral in the UK next to the Magna Carta, and was able to present this project there about 3 years ago. So this is the it's a homecoming. It's really returning the project here to NAM. It's a project that we really believe in and love, and one of those projects we can imagine presenting probably for another 10, 20, 30, 40 years, just because the very form and content of it is so close to the heart of All the Queen's Men.
Tell us about All the Queen's Men, because it's you and Beck Reed, the creators of this project, who are directing it, who have created this wonderful organisation that gives so much texture and, you know, just breathes up all the experiences of so many people over the decades of their lives. So it's not surprising that you're doing Congress, but tell us about All the Queen's Men.
Yeah, absolutely. It started, All the Queen's Men, as a creative collaboration with my art husband, Beck Reed. She refers to me as her art wife. But the thing about the company is that it's really expanded into holding so many different artists, so many different communities, and so many different social issues. It's been going for almost, goodness me, 20 years. And the projects and the are all really united by the fact that we're wanting to invite people into some creative processes and incredible artworks, making them together with communities that may not necessarily feel like art is for them. But over a process of working together, we convince them of the power of the arts, of being able to be together, of being able to create new rituals or new performances. And it's really been an incredible joy to be at the helm of that with so many incredible artists. The company is known for works. Some of your listeners may know of the Coming Back Out Ball, which was a project that we presented almost 10 years ago as well, during 2017, in the same-sex marriage debacle at the Melbourne Town Hall. But that project is still going around the world. It travelled to Scotland, to the National Theatre of Scotland. And the last presentation of that project was at the Sydney Town Hall during Sydney World Pride. It was a real honour around creating space for older LGBTIQ plus people and celebrating them through creative action. So all of our projects really are around finding and meeting and listening to different people and different communities. Some of them are connected through community, and some of them maybe feel a little isolated or socially othered. And so we use these wonderful creative outcomes to bring people together. The things that really unite our projects, even though they're all different types of artistic forms, is that we really centre joy, we really centre social change, and we really centre a process of care, looking after people, so that the process is just as wonderful as the glorious, spectacular outcomes of our work.
So you have these amazing vessels, human beings, with all of these decades of experiences, all of these life experiences, that don't necessarily see themselves as someone who would be on the stage telling a story. You pair them up with creatives that kind of help them to dig deep. And what emerges are things that are incredibly unique. Tell us about that uniqueness that emerges, because it's a one-off, right?
Yeah, so specifically with Congress, the model is that we get to go out into many, many different communities all around NAM, and we look for people with incredible stories, people that often would say, maybe this isn't for me, maybe my story isn't worth being told. And then that's when Beck and I usually go, you're the absolutely perfect person for this project. And we listen to their stories and we match them with professional writers. We call them wordsmiths because they're not necessarily just speech writers. Some of them are across film or television or poetry. We've got some incredible writers in this presentation as well, which I'll let you know about in a little bit. But together, by matching someone from the community with an incredible story to tell with professional writers, there becomes a beautiful partnership, something that couldn't happen without both of those two people coming together. And Beck and I, our role is really like a cultural midwife, to look after people, to make sure that the writer is listening to the speaker, that the speaker feels heard, and really taking those people on a journey, one that there are lots of variables that they might not necessarily have the experience of working in, but with Beck and I and a number of other incredible artists, community carers, we hope that actually in the moment of speaking, in Congress, for example, it really becomes an incredible transformative moment for the people speaking, for the writers that have helped that person get to that stage, and also for the audience, because you're witnessing something that happens once, but you're also witnessing a truth, but it's been carefully constructed. So it's a little bit different to, say, a TED Talk or a verbatim experience, because we're really trying to think about how do we take community and care for them into an incredible artistic outcome. So the care, the detail, the knowledge that words and great writing can transform people, their politics, their beliefs, their experiences, this project, Congress, is really a demonstration of how that can happen.
The name Congress is really fascinating in this context, because politics is dog eat dog. It's brutal, it's exclusionary, it's ruthless. But what you're describing is kind of how a Congress should be rather than what it is. And I find that fascinating when people are giving political speeches.
Well, if you think about politicians, the first moment when they would come into, the public realm, they deliver their first speech. And often that is the first time when you can listen to them, often unedited, and you really do get a sense of their values and, well, sometimes their values, sometime of their reason for wanting to, work in service. Let's remind ourselves that politicians are meant to work in service to the people that they represent. And we're using that moment really as a way of extending into the politic of listening. It's really, especially in these times, the idea of sitting down, having a conversation and genuinely listening to someone else's viewpoints, their life, their experiences, without having to argue or impose your own viewpoints, actually is very rare in these times, especially as we get more and more complex with, quick media cycles and the sort of overwhelmingness of social media. We're really interested in saying, what does it look like if we can come together, a group of people that may not necessarily be in the room, share space for an hour and a half together, and really think about what it is to listen and learn from other people's perspectives. Because we all know if we spend time with people and start to learn and understand where their fears are or where their prejudices are or why they may think that, we can come together and we can create space to be able to allow each of us to walk alongside of each other, but hopefully also to be more empathetic to viewpoints that are not your own.
I'm fascinated by the writers that you have. Who are they?
Yeah, that's a great question. We are working with an incredible group of writers here in Melbourne. They're all based here in Naarm. Roger Monk is a film and TV writer, a personal favourite of mine. I have to disclose he is also my partner. So I do love the work that he does. But he works in film and TV and has actually worked across all of the Congress presentations. Fatima Meacham has also worked in one of the previous Congress writers as well, and her interest is really around an ecological writing frame. She's an incredible writer. Maxine Bonella Clark, an incredible author and poet. C.Q. Quinn, Isabella Onnes, Willow Wyland, Sky Cusack, and Bo Winden are all part of this incredible makeup. They each represent different a lived experience in their own right as well. They each have a different writing style and a different writing frame. Some are poets, some work in prose, and we've matched them with some incredible people. Some of the speakers that will be performing at Congress in this process at the moment. We've matched them with these writers, and it's really interesting to watch different writers work in different ways, because it does require the writer also to let go of their experiences of what they think a process should look like. And they're also representing someone else's voice. Some of these writers center their own voices within it. So part of the great journey is seeing how they can apply their skill of writing and words to hold someone else's story.
Give us the details, Tristan, for Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the speakers that we've got at Congress is Uncle Charles Packener, Jeffrey Lynn, River Gammon, Tony Catafi, Tina Hosolini, Anna Pidge, Nicolette Forte, and Vera Kipp Murray. Incredible writers that all have, speakers, beg your pardon, that all have varied different lived experiences that will be speaking at the event. And the event is a ritualized performance. It goes for around an hour and a half. We're taking over this time, rather than civic space, we're taking the project out into the streets. And
oh, so wow.
We're building an amphitheatre in Argyle Square. Some of you, your listeners may know, in the middle of Lygon Street. It'll happen at evening. And part of the beauty of this project is in between each of the speeches, we curate cultural or community dance and movement. It's a very, very beautiful experience. And it's on Saturday, the 3rd of October. The project will start at 7:30 at night, and it's a free event. All the Queensmen try to make sure all of our projects are free for everyone to be able to attend. This project will be free, but you do need to book. It's part of the Melbourne Fringe, and you can get all of the booking details for tickets online now, and definitely recommend jumping on board and booking some, because we hope, it will sell out.
Tristan Meacham from All the Queen's Men, thank you so much for joining us today at 3CR to chat about Congress.
Thanks so much for having me.
3CR.